B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here you go, guys. 4-0. Whatever it takes, let's get it. Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3. Stop.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. You're on the Sports Hub. According to multiple reports over the last few days, Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill under investigation for a battery. The Overland Park Police Department and the Johnston County District Attorney's Office are investigating after Tyreek Hill's fiance, Crystal Espinal, filed multiple police reports listing their 3-year-old son as the victim. That 3-year-old reportedly has a broken arm.
Somebody tweeted out, I think a day ago, that the guy, the Patriots fan that dumped beer on him should throw out the first pitch at Fenway for the home opener. I chuckled at it. Now, no, we don't promote that, and that guy should be punished for what he did. But, man, you knew this guy was a bad guy. And they're all in the league. I mean, you got to take chances on guys, and I understand why some teams do. But, boy, if you're Kansas City and you look at the way this thing was first reported, where they really didn't say it was from his house, it's almost like the media out there is like, Jesus, we just went through this with Kareem Hunt. Now we're going through this with him again. It's like, this is all we have. It's Chiefs Kingdom out here.
Yeah, the first
incident.
What do
we do? We're dead now.
The first incident occurred March 5th.
Yep.
When Overland Park police were called due to a report of child abuse or neglect at home.
Ugh.
KCTV in Kansas City reported that on Friday, his name was listed on the police report. The case was closed 3 days later when no one pressed charges against Hill.
Well, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
That to me is interesting. If you get called to a home where there's suspected child abuse, someone has to press charges? Don't you check on the welfare of the child and make sure the child's not being beaten by his...
You would almost more double down on
parent?
That. You would do more of a backup on that than you would actually a domestic abuse. And I'm not to say that one's bigger or worse than the other, but an adult is an adult and has the right to not press charges, right? If you're attacked or something, you as an adult have the right.
Yeah, as an adult.
Right. But there's
this involving a three
freaking year old kid involved. And you don't, and knowing the history of you know who and where you've been called to, well, there's smoke, there's fire here.
Police were then called to the same Kansas home on last Thursday, to investigate a battery against a juvenile. Hill's name was not listed on the second police report, according to the station. A source familiar with the second incident told the Kansas City Star the incident resulted from the son breaking his arm. And his fiance was reportedly listed as the others involved under the police report.
Oh, he fell downstairs.
The Kansas Department of Children and Families, so the DCF there, told the paper it is now investigating as well. Please do, for the sake of that 3-year-old child that has this guy as a father. So here's the policy.
Father's Day is coming in a couple months.
Yeah, here's the policy in the NFL. I'll read it directly from the document. You want to look it up, it's on page 6 of the NFL's personal conduct policy. It starts at the bottom of page 6, where they write, with regard to violations of the personal conduct policy that involve criminal assault or battery, domestic violence, dating violence, child abuse, and other forms of family violence, or sexual assault involving physical force or committed against someone incapable of giving consent. It's all under this one thing. A first offense will subject the offender to a baseline suspension without pay of 6 games. That's the new rule of you minimum get 6 games. With consideration given to any aggravating or mitigating factors. You want to know the aggravating factors?
Yeah, what?
The presence of possible aggravating factors may warrant a longer suspension. Possible aggravating factors include, but are not limited to, a prior violation of the personal conduct policy, which he technically doesn't have. Similar misconduct before joining the NFL.
Oh! Which he does have.
Wait a minute. didn't he beat this fiance when she was pregnant with this child?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that what happened? I thought that was what happened.
Yeah, maybe she pushed him first. You never know.
Back in 2014.
This guy's just such human garbage.
This guy's a dirtbag.
Just, I mean, complete scum of the earth.
Yep.
What are you doing?
That was when he was at Oklahoma State University. Yeah, when he...
Look where he went in the draft.
What did he do? I think,
look at his talent.
He beat and says choked everything. His pregnant girlfriend. Oh, okay. He did plead guilty in 2015, sentenced to 3 years probation. Ordered to attend anger management and a batterer's intervention program. Mm. So that, to me, would qualify as
prior
sounds
conduct
like enough.
That took place as a aggravating factor, as they call it. Similar misconduct before joining the NFL. Violence involving a weapon. Choking. Oh, he checks that box. Choking. Repeated striking. Yes, he checks that box as well.
Check.
Or when an act is committed against a particularly vulnerable person.
Oh, pregnant fiance.
Check. Such as a child? Check. Pregnant woman? Check. Or where the act is committed in the presence of a child. I'm sure he could probably check that box too, knowing his history and knowing what kind of violent person he is. A second event, offense will result in permanent banishment from the NFL. An individual who has been banished may petition for reinstatement after 1 year, but there is no presumption or assurance that the petition will be granted. Right there, NFL. There's your window.
Layup.
Ban him for life.
Layup.
See you later, Tyreek Hill.
So here's the question.
What do you want to keep? You're going to keep Josh Gordon out? Let this clown
play? He did 3 years of community service and probation, and this case was expunged. Can they still look at that if it was expunged, or is that like a loophole that he
has?
They
can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they
want. They're not the law.
I hope they can, but I just wonder if they can.
Goodbye.
You get the owners together, you talk about it, you call the commissioner, and you tell them what to do.
You want to play football? You're not doing it in our league.
Right.
See you later. How easy is this one?
Oh, it's layup.
Layup for the league. Goodbye.
Don't worry. They still have Sammy Watkins. He'll be a good go-to number one. He really shows up to play every week.
You beat and choked your pregnant girlfriend, and here you are years later beating the child, a three-year-old. That's it. You're done. Goodbye.
Chiefs in trouble.
Honestly, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to bring this guy on.
Kind of rude for them to Mr. Patrick Mahomes take a big back.
Between this guy and Kareem Hunt, I hope it ruins them.
Yep.
Sure. Which is so weird to be talking about how good your football team is when you're talking about the serious allegations
like these. It's almost like the way it was reported was they were protecting him. Not protecting him, but not wanting to draw attention. It's like, oh, man, you know where this is going. The first one, the first time you're called. Well, whose place is it at? Oh. You know, that happens here. My God, look what they did with Hernandez here. All over the news. All over the news. So, not that we're comparing us to, but Kansas City, all they have is football.
Easy decision. Easy. Goodbye.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Banished for life.
# Chiefs Kingdom.
None of this, you know what, we're going to cut him. Commissioner is exempt. He gets signed by the Cleveland Browns in a month. We're not going down that road with this guy.
And help him.
No. Nope. This guy is of a different level. Get him out of your league. 617-779-0985. I promise. We put off the calls this segment, and I ran out of time.
Thanks for hanging.
Because I had too much to say.
You got lots to say.
And that's my fault.
But you know what? I really don't look at this as a Chiefs issue and how they're so dumb and all that stuff, because you can point to a lot of teams in the league.
A lot of teams that have
that have done questionable things regarding personnel and players, the Patriots among them.
Yep.
This is a league issue, right? You start going after Chiefs, oh, they're so stupid. Oh, they're trying to cover it up. I wouldn't go down that road if you're a Patriots fan or a fan of any team. Look at this as a league issue. If you like the sport and you want to have some decent guys to root for, I'm not saying they have to all be candidates for sainthood, but if you want to feel good about what you're watching, then you can't root for a guy like this to be in the league.
617-779-0985. If you've been on hold, thank you. We will get to you right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's get to your calls.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging on. Joe's in Somerville. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Turn the radio down. Turn the radio down.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, just calling. I love you guys' show. Just calling to see what's up with the Pats, why they don't sign anybody, and how far the Bruins will take it this year.
Okay, Joe. The Bruins, to be determined.
I never know. Did Conor McGregor come all fired up?
To be determined. I can't see them winning a series against Tampa Bay. I haven't come off of that yet, so I'll let you know when I do. Fire it up. That's my Bruins take. It's one of my Bruins takes.
Don't think they can win a series against Tampa Bay. Fire it up.
Fire it up if you don't mind.
They got two nice ending weekends, oh boy. 1 o'clock games on Saturdays. Panthers and Lightning. Bang, bang. 30th and the 6th of April.
Is that right?
Yeah. Maybe it's going to be like, exciting. Be nice to have a 74-degree day on a Saturday. Head on in, check out the Bees.
Based on the way they've played the Capitals the last few years, you like their chances in a series against Caps?
No.
Nope. There's two series right there in the Eastern Conference. They lose.
Let's get out of first round and see what happens.
They lose.
Try and get out of first round. See what happens.
No, they'll get out of the first round and be more competitive this year in the second round. Please. That's one. The other part. Why? Well, it's not for a lack of trying on the Patriots front. As we discussed right off the top today, $10 million a year was their offer to Adam Humphries. I'm sort of glad they didn't get him. I don't know how you feel about that. I know a lot of people are feeling like,
I think it would have caused a problem.
They came up short in this regard. I'm all set with that for $10 million a year. Spend your money elsewhere.
Humphries one was a head scratcher.
I'm good. I'm good with that. This is where I am rooting for value on the receiver front.
Would you rather have a guy like Cobb and maybe Jordy Nelson, or Shepard trading for
I
him?
Also, you know what else I think it sort
give
of
me Crabtree.
You know what it sort of calls
give
into
me
question
Crabtree
too
for a year
for me. You're offering Adam Humphries $10 million a year, but Trey Flowers at 18 is outrageous. Yeah. Well, if you're going to get stupid with your money, stupid with the right guy.
It's a guaranteed money, man.
Of Trey course
got
it is.
A lot of guaranteed money.
What a conceivable.
He got $12 million guaranteed though.
Who?
Humphries.
Yeah, no, it's a huge gap in guaranteed money, of course.
Conceivably, how much you're going to
still
have to,
stupid.
How much you're going to have to give Edelman?
That's stupid.
I mean, you don't have to give him anything.
Oh, you,
for 2019.
You would have to.
But
if that kid walks in the locker room, you'd have to. Yes,
you're not going to match it.
No, you're not going to match it. But
you know what you do? You give him a couple more million.
You're going to give him a couple more million. He's still going to be pissed off.
Yeah, because that'll get him up to just shy of five.
But you know, but what does it matter?
It'll get him just shy of
thing,
half.
So,
what
so Julian Edelman is pissed off. Right? Play that out.
What's he not going to play?
What's he not going to play? Is he going to stop trying?
To actually motivate
him. Not to worry about that. You don't have to worry about any of that with Julian Edelman. And they know it, which is why they would have done it.
Yeah.
Oh, Julian Edelman's pissed? Good. He'll probably even play better.
If Gronk's making $9 million and Adam Humphries signs for $10, that's the problem, though.
Because he'll quit and go home because they have to worry about something. He'll just say, I'm done. Not doing this anymore. Chad is in Medford. Chad.
Yeah, I agree with you, Humphries. It would have caused problems with Edelman. They were too late for the party, even if they wanted him at Beasley. But with the free agents left, I would get another pass rusher, see if we can get Justin Houston on the cheap. Sue will be too much money, but maybe Clay Matthews. Then they have to, you know, they have to draft a few receivers this year. I know they haven't been successful, but you got to keep trying. There's a few guys they can get at the end of the first, the second, or third round. The A.J. Brown, out of Ole Miss. Riley Ridley, Stephen Ridley, his brother, should have had him last year with the Falcons out of Georgia. He looks good. And the kid, Debo Samuel from Arizona State University.
Yeah, big guy, Debo. Chad, I would do the exact opposite of what you just suggested.
Debo.
I would go in the draft and look for guys on defense. I would go in and look for those pass rushers. It's a deep draft on that front. All the draft experts have a consensus on that. They believe it's a deep draft for that. Receivers? I don't want the Patriots ever drafting receivers, ever.
Doesn't that sound like the guy told me to stick it up my, you know?
No, that's Chad. He calls us all the time.
Okay. It sounded a little similar.
Chad's the guy who calls and asks you about prospects. He follows all this stuff.
He was.
Yeah, right. Completely
that's right. AC said 10%.
Completely different guy. Completely different. Anthony in North Reading has a thought on Andy Dalton. We were playing Andy Dalton a short time ago. What do you got, Anthony?
Andy Dalton couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich. He's the most uncompetitive NFL player in the NFL. That's why Bill got him out of here, because he is so uncompetitive. How many times have you gone 5-0?
You ever paint anything? You ever paint anything in your house?
Bill got him out of here? What? What do you mean?
That's why he traded him.
Traded who?
Who?
Andy Dalton.
The hell are you talking about?
When the Pats had him, he's the most uncompetitive QB in the league. That's why he goes 5-0, and then he goes 5-11.
What year was that the Pats had Andy Dalton?
87?
I'm trying to figure out who he is confusing with Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton was on the Pats.
Oh my God. No, he was not.
No, but
where are you hanging out at today?
No. Who is he thinking of? Let's help him out.
He knows quarterbacks.
Ryan Garoppolo? Ryan Mallett? Is that who you're thinking of?
I don't know. They're both bums.
Okay.
That's a good call.
That's a prank call.
No, it isn't.
That's got to be a prank call.
No, it isn't. No. That's just dumb.
It happens.
Whatever it takes.
It happens.
We might have to push away today.
We might.
We may not take calls today. How about the guy that said, My brother Charlie said.
That's guy in Quincy.
But he called when you weren't here.
DeVito in Fitchburg. DeVito.
No brother Charlie.
What's up, guy? Follow up that call. I mean, Andy Dalton on the Pats. Wow. Beetle, welcome back, buddy. I said I got my one off the rail topic for a Monday. So, you know, one happy island, 23 cocktails a day. Were you drinking the Balashi or were you drinking the frozen drinks?
No, all liquor. There was one night where I said, you know what? I've only had like 18 mixed drinks today. I think I'm going to switch to beer to calm down and have a nice quiet night.
This was Beatles' mindset during the trip. I'm not drinking tonight, just beer.
Yes, exactly. I'm not drinking. It's just wine. You ever heard that one? No. I said, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm just going to stick to beer. That was my thought process.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to my other topic.
And by the way, it was Amstel Bright, which is the thing you see everywhere down there. That's
Amstel Bright.
Amstel Brights. And then
the Balashi is good.
And then the Balashi Chill, which is becoming very popular down there. A couple of chills thrown in. Yeah.
All right. So I'm not upset they didn't get Humphries at $10 million, but why aren't these players coming here if they're obviously being offered more than what, you know, where they're signing?
I don't know. What's your thought? Why do you think it is?
Is it the Lane Johnson theory? Is it not fun to play in a work, you know, ethic driven organization?
I think I don't know that it's the fun thing, but I think the Brady factor might be one of the questions.
I think it's legit.
I think receivers might look at it and say, "Well, how much longer is Brady going to play, and what do you have coming up next?"
If you're a coveted receiver and they're talking 4 or 5 year type deal, well, how many years am I going to really play with Brady? That's something worth. That's an angle we haven't talked about.
Okay, but he went to a team that has Marcus Mariota.
That's his problem. But the best thing is, if he gets knocked out, he gets Ryan Tannehill in his mouthpiece.
What are the odds the Patriots get a quarterback X that replaces Brady, being better than Marcus Mariota?
Very high.
Or at least as good.
Very high.
I don't think it takes much to match Marcus Mariota.
Get ready for the Tennessee troll. Oh,
there's a bit of loyalty to this. John Robinson's the guy that gave him a chance at Tampa, and that's the guy that he went to in Tennessee. I think there's a little bit of loyalty there.
I'm sure, yeah. I don't think you're wrong on that.
But Humphries, again, he had already committed to Tennessee.
He had a picture.
He said, I'm going to play for the Titans. And the Patriots raised their offer after that point. He said, I already told them I'm going there. I know I haven't signed anything yet, but maybe he didn't want to be the guy that leaves them with a scheduled press conference and business cards printed up for him and every other thing that has happened in this league before that the Patriots maybe think it's okay because, hey, we did it before. We had a guy last year who had committed to go elsewhere. We got him back at the last second. We can do it now, too. Humphrey said no.
And by the way, if you're DeVito or any other Patriots fan, asking about this Adam Humphries thing and why they didn't get him. This could have been anybody. This could have been Bob Poole out of Michigan State, Tom Morgan out of Northeastern. It could have been any player with any random name. It was just that they didn't get him, and they wanted him.
Yeah, and they didn't get him.
And they didn't get something that they wanted, and it was something that they made a more than legitimate effort to go get. And so I think that's why people get concerned or angry or whatever it is they're feeling.
What are the odds that people would be upset if they did get him? Because I think there'd be just as many upset if they did get him for $10 million a year because of the money.
I think you're right. I think that's absolutely true.
This is a win. And I'm not framing it because of a Patriots thing. Patriots good. Yeah, you don't care about it. No. I don't know who the damn kid was.
No, but you now know that the Patriots, to this point, have failed in their effort to get what they want. So far this offseason.
If you could show me the guaranteed money's even, and that's a cataclysmic failure. Meaning you're in. If he went to Tennessee on guaranteed money.
Even if they offered him a little less.
Not really.
It's 19 total guaranteed. 12 is the full guarantee.
12 is full guarantee. I can't see them going that high.
Let's assume.
Not even half.
What, so they offered him $40 million and 12 sure. of it wasn't guaranteed?
Push it back 2 years.
No way. In terms of the total guarantee, here's a $40 million offer with 8 guaranteed. No, they wouldn't have done it like that.
They gave him $10 million up front, signing bonus. Oh,
there's year one.
I'm glad they didn't get him. Glad they didn't get him.
It's like the Earl Thomas thing. Earl Thomas is making $33 million in the first 2 years, fully guaranteed of his deal. That's real. That is real cashola.
I would like for them to have another receiver. And if they wanted him, I wish they would have got him.
I would like for them. This is my request. I want you to add a receiver, and I want to be something to refer to where I've heard of the person before. That would be nice. That's all. Like Crabtree competes. I've seen him get into it with Tlaib. Cobb, watched him all the time in a slot with Green Bay. Move him all across formation. Jordy Nelson, seen him smoke Revis in live time. That guy runs good routes. Adam Humphries looks like somebody carrying a golf bag. Down in Barbados with Franklin, with your delightful bill that you were going to have.
So you think the Patriots were that wrong? That wrong to want him that badly?
Well, obviously. I mean, they knew something I didn't.
Okay, so they're think they were wrong?
I couldn't believe it.
You think they're wrong on Humphries?
Beasley, I can understand. I've seen Cole Beasley play.
All right.
Pretty good player. Pretty good player in a slot. Reminds me of Edelman. And reminds me more of Welker, actually, than Edelman.
Somehow, some way, the AFC East got better over the weekend. The division got better.
Dolphins got better.
While they were getting better, it proved how stupid this division is. Yeah, let's get to that. And again, more of your calls coming up next on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let me tell you the dumbest thing I heard this weekend. Sports related, of course. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to the Miami Dolphins.
I think it's great.
On a 2-year contract. $11 million, and it contains incentives that could make it reach between $17 and $20 million. Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought the plan was for the Dolphins to tank. As written on ESPN with Adam Schefter reporting, Miami is expected to continue its search for a franchise quarterback in the NFL draft in 2019 or 2020.
Why would you ever take that job if you're Brian Flores to go in there down there to lose? You're trying to win football
games. I thought the word was tank for Tua. I thought that's what they were doing.
Good luck with that.
If that's your deal.
That's Jim's guy.
You've got the wrong Ryan playing quarterback. You should have kept Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
You should not have signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is good for? getting you to 500.
Yeah.
Getting you to 8-8.
He'll throw for 4,000 yards. He'll throw for 30 touchdowns. He'll throw for probably 22 picks.
Hell,
but
he's even good enough to put you on the cusp of being a playoff team and then throwing a bunch of bad picks and then having it waste away in November and December.
There's no way.
But still.
No way. Chad O'Shea and Jerry Shaplinsky was going in an offensive meeting room and sitting there looking at Ryan Tannehill thinking, oh, my God, we've got to do it.
I thought the Dolphins were not active in free agency and were getting rid of their quarterback because they want to get bad. They want to get good draft picks. What are you doing upgrading at quarterback? That's
better.
What they did.
They got better.
What are you doing?
That's good it's good signing because, hey, they were in on
if you're trying to win, it's right? good signing, not if you're trying to lose.
Well, I think you go down there to try to win. You try to go down there and compete. It is what it is. He's going to have a couple years. It's not like he's going to get fired, meaning Brian Flores, if they go 2-14. They're in on Teddy Bridgewater, so they wanted Bridgewater. He ends up going back to the Saints for really good money. It's the next best thing you could do. You can do, and they did it. Would you rather this guy or Bortles?
This guy.
Yeah,
you're missing my point. I'm not trying to get better if I'm the Dolphins. I'm trying to suck.
Well, they're not going to suck.
Well, then they're doing it wrong.
You're so confused.
They're doing it wrong.
What do you think? He's going down there to give his first impressions that here's what we're going to do. We're gonna instill losing culture here so we can get some kid, too, that we don't even know we can play at the next level.
You can have a winning culture and be like 5-11, 6-4-12.
Wait. You hate Tua. That's why you think it's a bad idea. What if it was Trevor Lawrence coming out next
year? Thank you. I guess that's what Jim knows inside your brain.
If you're going to Trevor Lawrence, then you need to be 1-15 or 0-16.
All right. So what are you doing?
I don't think it's physically possible to do that.
Sure, it is.
Oh my God! They can run the ball, play defense, and beat the freaking Jets and Bills.
Do you remember
two quick wins?
Do you remember what the Colts did to get Andrew Luck?
Yes.
It ain't that hard. You just gotta suck. They're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong.
Every game.
They're doing it wrong.
What's he laughing at?
I know what he's laughing at.
What are you laughing at?
I know what he's laughing at. I just thought about it. Damn you.
Friday at 1:50.
That is going to be the worst thing from him ever.
Oh, they're doing it wrong.
Oh, my God.
They're doing it wrong? They're doing it wrong as a promo?
No.
I hate that. Something about sucking and doing it wrong? I don't know.
It ain't that hard. You just got to suck.
I got it now.
You can't, though.
That's a moment.
I think we've exhausted the amount that we can talk about it right now.
Ain't that hard.
Oh, they're doing it wrong. Stupid Dolphins. What are you doing? This is not how you tank for Tua. This is not how you do it. You just upgraded your quarterback. That is foolish.
The good news is this Fitzpatrick's deal will move him over $60 million career earnings, though.
Oh, my God.
They could have kept Ryan Tannehill.
Ew.
They could have kept him as their quarterback.
No.
And that's the perfect way to do it. Hey, we gave him his chance, but now it's time to make a real change.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just keep the guy? Oh, my. Well, they're doing it wrong. Okay. David's in Los Angeles. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, Dave.
Was listening to Zoe earlier, and he was talking about how Kraft is fighting to salvage his reputation and preserve his chance to get in the Hall of Fame by denying this stuff. But having some experience in crisis PR, I could tell you the exact opposite is true. The public will forgive almost anything if you just own your mistake and not give the impression that you're better than the rest of us. In fact, when celebrities do own mistakes like this, their relationship to the public can actually improve time.
Street cred.
And so the longer he fights this, the more it's going to hurt his chances to get into the
We said that right away. I agree with you. I agree with that. I said right away,
based on
saying, hey, we got him walking in and out, and he went back the next day. We all sat here and said, hurry up on us and let's begin the healing process. Let's move on.
Yeah? I think his best course of action is to own it, apologize, and then give his team to his son and disappear for a whole year. He's going to get suspended for at least half the season the way I see it.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be that severe if there's no court case that goes forward, if there's no conviction, if the charges get dropped. I don't know that he'll get 8 games, but I still think he's going to get something.
I don't know. I don't know. Don't.
Dave is at Winchester. Hi, Dave.
How's it going?
Hey.
Good. What do you think about Robbie Anderson as a wide receiver? He's a free agent. He's an undrafted guy, 6'3". He's got some size. Young. versus like a Randall Cobb who's older and Jordy Nelson who's
Cobb.
Older.
I think your window's short. I think you got a 1-2 year window to win it again. Give me guys in it played. Give me Cobb. Give me Crabtree. Give me these guys.
Anderson undrafted.
Is he restricted though?
He is restricted, but I'm not sure what that means.
All right,
you gotta give up picks.
That means you're gonna give up picks, and they're not gonna do that.
Do that.
Yeah, he is restricted. I'm going back to a story from November. Jets wide out. Robbie Anderson not interested in signing a restricted free agent tender at season end. He wants a contract extension to stay with the Jets. That's what the story was in November. So I don't think you got to get the player to agree to it too.
Jet for life. Sounds fun. Jet for life.
Yeah. Just loves being a Jet. Loves being a New York
traffic,
Jet.
Traffic at law. Man, I love Long Island.
Okay, but you know
Island.
What? Let's
so
do
it nice.
Quickly. Long term.
Second round qualifying offer for Robbie Anderson.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no thanks. Do you know that long term, Sam Darnold looks like a better option than Tom Brady simply because of longevity?
Yeah, and when you're in it, you want to be there where you're at. You do.
Once you're there,
somebody gives you a chance, it's like the Humphreys thing with John Robinson. Gave me a chance. I'll never forget that.
Really wanted to be a Titan.
Tighten up.
Tighten up, as they say down there in Tennessee. There's a tribute video coming for Isaiah Thomas at the Garden.
This is happening. I actually had to be told by Jim today this is actually going to happen.
A lot of things have happened since the first attempt to do this. Why don't we talk about that coming up right after this?
We're going to chronicle it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
This is like a little guy show. We talked about the little leprechaun earlier. Maybe have Sosie call in, do some Pats talk.
This is such a great like tribute video song. Oh, yeah. You know, simply the best.
Well, this is the ultimate Super Bowl song at the end when
they do.
After you're handed the trophy.
Right.
This one you know you want it.
You know, I would reserve this though for the tributes of guys when they retire.
Paul Pierce.
You know, in any sport. You know, David Ortiz.
Oh.
You know?
God, yes.
When you're putting up that David Ortiz tribute.
Brady.
Right.
God, we're lucky.
Chris Forsberg of NBC Sports Boston tweeted this last month. Isaiah Thomas finally will get his tribute video in Boston on March 18th.
I thought this was a joke.
That will be 670 days after he played in his final game for the team. He was retweeting someone who had on February 12th tweeted that for the first time all season, Isaiah Thomas had been listed as questionable ahead of a game against the Kings. But again, we don't even know if this is happening. We don't know if he's going to be playing. We don't know if they're planning on using a tribute video for Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas had previously requested
tribute videos are big moments in sports,
tribute video
man.
Not play. He requested that back in January of 2018.
Well, that's because Paul Pierce got
again.
But that was for a different reason.
Well, that was
he was not healthy.
Right.
He's not playing because he's out of the rotation now. He's not injured.
Oh.
He's just not one of their rotational players. Right now,
what's going on with him?
I don't know. Their analytics like apparently went way down when he came back from his injury. Finally, he finally came back. He played a few games and they were terrible, and they just benched him.
Is he dressed? He's dressing out
because they're going
for
the one seed. They might catch the Warriors for the one seed.
So he's just not good enough to play for them.
Right.
Okay.
What do you do for your Celtics?
So Isaiah is healthy.
Amp this thing up, though.
He's healthy, but he's not playing. He's getting the DNP coach's decision right now. But he's there, and he's going to be on the bench, and he's healthy. So that's a different situation from January 2nd of 2018. If you're the Celtics, do you play the video? Let's start there. My answer to that is, yes, of course you do. You blow it out. You go big time.
Yeah, I think you make this, and you add, and this was my idea coming in. You add all the great things that have happened in Boston sports. The Red Sox won how many games? 108? Win the whole damn World Series. Patriots won another Super Bowl VI championship. Paul Pierce got his video since Isaiah first requested his video. A lot of big things have happened in sports. Oh, my God. The Celtics went to Eastern Conference Finals last year without him. Like, there's a lot of things that have happened in the Boston sports landscape since this guy requested his video. And I think you go over the top with it.
Denver Nuggets here tonight, 7:32. Isaiah Thomas in the building. And with that,
you put pictures of LeBron up in a Laker uniform because you sent his ass out there to facilitate LeBron James being able to be signed by the Lakers. Yeah. A lot of cool things have happened since Isaiah left here.
Two Super Bowl wins. The Red Sox have played
108 wins.
The Red Sox have played an entire season, won 108 games, and then the World Series. And the next season's about to begin in a week. It's been a while.
If I was him, I wouldn't want to make the trip.
Play the video.
Play it. Play the video. Make it long.
Play the video. Play the video. Play the tribute.
Which song would you use?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
He's got little hands, little feet.
Short people.
No. Hey, he's a good player. Played his ass off for you. Guy. Did things get inflated? Yes. I wanted you to pay him. That night he hung 50-plus in that game. I came in next day. I said, pay the mother. Pay him now. Guy played hard for you. Don't take that away from him.
Would you ever make a trade?
This is what bugs you about this NBA. Tribute videos are for special people that have played for you.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. That's the NBA's problem.
Nope. That happens in every sport now. Happens in baseball. Happens. It's anyone gets one
okay,
of these.
Okay, Vince Wilfork.
Hockey.
Vince Wilfork
happens in hockey all the time.
Got one in New England. Was that warranted?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Okay.
I mean,
when's it? What else? When's it happen in football? Like, I don't remember any other tribute videos here of somebody that went away and came
I know
back.
It's happened in Bruins games. I've been there for a bunch
really?
Of them. Bruins do it a lot. And you know what? I don't think it's unusual for their leagues. It's not exclusive to the NBA. Everybody gets these things.
Okay.
Everybody gets a tribute video.
Yeah, I don't think the Patriots do that, do they?
They did it for Vince. Walk. That's it. It's the only one I remember.
That's true, yeah. They do it for Amendola or no?
No. No, it was a cool moment with Wilfork because he stopped the game and he was over the ball. I remember he was out there in defense. He stopped, waved to the crowd, took his helmet off. And then boom, that was it. It was quick, but it was nice.
What do you think about the Globe article today saying that he talked to Ainge over the summer and he's still open to the idea of coming back as a free agent?
For what? Can he play?
He can play for Brad Stevens, or he could play for Brad Stevens at one time.
I don't know. Is Kyrie
How much
here?
Does he want to make? Is he okay?
What's he making this year? 5 or 6? I'll look it up, but okay. I don't think it's that much.
That'd be kind of cool. Get rid of Kyrie. Don't get Anthony Davis. Keep the kids. Keep Baines and bring back Isaiah, and then let's go and play. Let's have fun.
Give him his tribute tonight. Whew. Give him the tribute.
I'm with you. I like go over the top and then make him walk out to midcourt.
No, I way overblew that. 1 year, $2 million this year for the Nuggets.
Oh. You put a jersey in like a frame and all that?
Turns 30. Next year will be 30.
Put on what's that thing
jersey
they call it?
Jersey in a
easel.
Frame?
Easel?
Put it on the easel.
Yep.
Out of midcourt. Have him come on and pick it up.
Give him a box of cigars.
Like it's senior night.
Give him a box of cigars.
Like it's senior night is what it is. Yeah. Here's your jersey.
Put a pin of course on.
So what? He's going to come back to Boston next year? Is that the plan?
Says he's open to it, and he called Ainge when he was a free agent in the offseason, and Ainge said, we're working on Marcus Smart's deal now.
That, to me, sounds like an excuse. Yeah, you know what? We'll definitely talk about that, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just tied up right now working on this Smart thing. Yeah, but we will talk about that, I promise. Yeah, okay. I don't think they'd bring him back.
You think he's one of those guys that'll do more harm than good if he's sitting on the bench?
Yep. And you know what? I don't even say that as a bad thing.
Like him versus Brad Wanamaker on the bench. That's the guy he would take the roster
right,
spot of.
And he's too competitive. I just think when you have a really competitive guy that's played at a high level in the past, it's very hard for them to play the role of being at the end of the bench. I'm sure it's hard for him right now. And I think if you bring him back into this situation where he did have a lot of success with some of the same teammates, same coach, same town, same, I don't know. That just feels like a recipe for problems. So I don't know. I'd be hesitant to do it, and I'm sure Danny Ainge would be hesitant to do it as well. All right, we'll get to the headlines here. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back with the Noontime Hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.